This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
What's ahead for the Federal Reserve and how the destructive hurricane season is showing up in the broader economy? From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says a new pick to lead the Federal Reserve could be coming in the next month. Speaking to CNBC this morning, he said there wasn't a particular deadline. Many Fed watchers say the lead contenders for the role do not include current Fed Chair Janet Yellen. For more on this and other market news, I'm joined by Diane Swonk, CEO of DS Economics in Chicago. Good morning.
Good morning.
What does the future of the Fed's leadership look like right now?
Well, it looks like we're down to a two-horse race. Jay Powell, who's current Federal Reserve governor, and Kevin Warsh, who is a former Federal Reserve governor. Neither are economists, but they're very different in their approach. Jay Powell, he's working with Janet Yellen today, and he represents a sense of continuity for financial markets and following the roadmap that Janet Yellen has laid out. Kevin Warsh has been highly critical of the Fed and what they've done in recent years, and wants to take the Fed on a different path. So that could be a real shock to markets, depending on who gets that top seat.
So meanwhile, we have some inflation data out today, and we're seeing more economic effects of this devastating hurricane season.
We are. The producer price index, which is sort of what producers see before it shows up into consumer prices, accelerated again today, most notably on higher prices at the pump. We also saw food prices go up, and these are areas we're going to see lingering effects. So this is all happening as we move into the critical holiday season, which starts with Halloween.
And we've got other economic numbers coming out this week that might tell us even more about how these hurricanes have hit the economy. What else are you expecting?
We're looking to see one of the higher CPI numbers, consumer price inflation, bolstered by those prices at the pump, and also people replacing their vehicles. Not only will that show up as stronger retail sales, because people actually had to replace a lot of vehicles destroyed by the hurricanes, but it will also show up as higher vehicle prices. They aren't as easy to get, of course, when you're having to get it in an emergency. They're not offering the same kind of deals. Also, we've destroyed a lot of crops out there. We've got fires now in California as well. I worry about the lingering effects of all this. Remember, much of Florida was without electricity. That's a big state to take out of the equation for the month of September on retail spending.
Diane Swonk is CEO of DS Economics in Chicago. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
There are nearly 16 million retail workers in the U.S. today. This year, companies like Payless, Macy's, Sears, and Radio Shack have closed thousands of stores. Tens of thousands of employees have lost their jobs. Marketplace's Mariel Seguera looks at the issue through the eyes of two retail workers on opposite sides of the country.
Fair warning, you might leave Trina Trailer's section at Macy's smelling like a flower shop.
You know the lady that's following you around trying to spray you with the perfume? That's me.
Trailer, who's 52, is a freelance fragrance specialist at a Macy's store in Los Angeles. She's giving me a tour of the Macy's in L.A.'s Baldwin Hills neighborhood, where she worked in the 90s. She walks around like she owns the place.
I do. This is home. This is where I started, in the children's department.
Back then, her daughter, Elise, was 4. Now she's 28, and they still live together.
She pays half of the bills. She knows that if she moves out, her mom will be homeless.
Trailer says she needs three jobs to cover her expenses. She works about 20 hours a week for $20 an hour at Macy's. Plus, she's a home health care worker and community organizer. She's watched as Macy's has announced store closures around the country, 65 this year.
I had to immediately Google to see which stores were closing to see if it was going to affect me. Fortunately, that round, you know, we survived, but who knows what's going to happen.
There are 31,000 fewer retail jobs now than there were a year ago, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The turmoil in retail has Elizabeth Laureano wondering if she chose the right career path. Laureano, who's 43, got laid off in April from her job as a manager at a Radio Shack store in New Jersey. The electronics retailer filed for bankruptcy this year, and it's closing more than 1,000 stores. She remembers having to tell her employees they were losing their jobs.
And then the questions are, why? Like, what's going on? And then you have no explanation because you don't even know why you're closing.
Laureano started working in retail about 14 years ago.
Retail was, it was something that was happening. The money was there. But now it's like, where are we going with this?
Now she's a greeter at a Sprint store where she took a pay cut that leaves her short about $2,000 a month. She says she needs that money to take care of her three kids and her grandson.
I live day by day. And I leave it in God's hands.
Laureano's job at Sprint provides a paycheck, at least. But it isn't always possible for a laid-off worker to find another job in retail. Carrie Gleason is an expert on retail employment with the nonprofit workers' advocacy group, the Center for Popular Democracy.
It's one thing if it's one store within a bigger mall and they can just go on to the next store. But if it's a regional area where it's, you know, there are some malls that are really struggling, where are they going to go?
And Gleason says many retail workers live paycheck to paycheck with nothing to fall back on. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.
And as we reported earlier in the morning, President Trump is scheduled to sign a new executive order on health care today. Early reports say the directive would allow people to buy cheaper, bare-bones coverage, but could cost more for those with pre-existing conditions. Health care advocates are already planning legal challenges. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.